This Rapcast on the Buzz Radio Network and 1037thebuzz.com is brought to you by Burris Office Products, located in Russellville, Arkansas, but serving the entire state. Check out their website and great prices at burrisinc.com.
Now, I realize this decision may not sit well with some Razorbacks fans here in the state of Arkansas and across the country. We have one of the top football programs in the country, and a lot of that credit goes to Coach Petrino. But credit for that success also belongs in large measure to the student athletes in the program and to the other coaches and staff members who have worked hard to support them. Our expectations of character and integrity in our employees can be no less than what we expect from our students. No single individual is bigger than the team.
I remember the call I got like 3:45 on April 5th, trying to get my own stuff situated. But what was this? Dog, you ain't gonna believe Petrino in the thick. He was cruising down the strip with a young blonde chick. Hold up, I wouldn't call it cruising. I saw the tape, but we know we suffer much more than just a paper cut. But what you tell me is true, then that's the worst case. Gonna need more than just a neck brace to save face. But we don't know nothing yet, just let it play out. It's all speculation. Let's see if the truth weighs out the lies that we know. Just waiting on an explanation, no way we can predict how deep this would go. A slap to the face, a kick to the shin. When it came pouring out, didn't know where to begin. 4,300 texts and 700 calls, and 20 G's later just so you could get the draws. Come on.
During my review of this matter, Coach Petrino informed me that he had given a large sum of cash, some $20,000, to Ms. Durrell. Coach Petrino, however, failed to disclose this information to me prior to his recommendation to hire her into the football program.
Now, this hasn't been a pleasure, but a necessity. Basically, because you let your state down and it's weighing heavily. Everybody's moving on, but I didn't get to vent. Hadn't got a chance to talk since your back tie spent. Well, I'm glad that some time went by, because the story's all out. We know the who, when, and why. Everybody knows the who. We've seen her. Matter of fact, put her over family. Yeah, I don't know about that. The win is the 7 months that we ain't have a clue. During every halftime, just who will message you. The why is rhetorical. That's why you were discreet. Just another reason. And women think all men cheat, and nobody's perfect. But was it really worth it for an extra slice of pie? Put your family in a circus. Now the hard moves are made. Mad props to Jeff Long. But for the next coach, please take away his phone. Come on.
Why settle for being good when you dream of being great?